Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your podcast download. Now, during today's podcast, I had a unique opportunity to sit down with the NBA Hall of Fame basketball player, David Robinson, where he explained to me what faith means to him. He explains to me why he believed so much in the kids of San Antonio that he was willing to put in $9 million of his own money into the development of a nonprofit charter school called the Carter Academy. By the way, the Carter Academy has done so well that once they've nailed the concept, they've begun to scale that concept. Inner city kids that many people in the world had forgotten about are now scoring on a very, very high level. And the Carver Academy has been changing lives in the San Antonio area. But somebody had to be a catalyst. Somebody had to believe in those kids before the money was there. Somebody had to put their own money into the environment, into the community, before other people got behind it, before the bandwagon, before the parade began, before everybody else began believing that this was a good idea. Somebody had to start the movement, and that somebody was the NBA Hall of Famer and 2-time gold medal Olympic athlete David Robinson. So without any further ado,
God prompted you, or you were obedient to the idea that you were supposed to start a school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God blessed you with financial resources to do so. But you had to pay taxes as an athlete. So I don't know what your total earnings were as a player, and I'm sure we could look it up if we wanted to, but you earned a lot. But they take about half of it after taxes. And so whatever was left in the bank account, you were wise with your money, but you decided, I'm going to start this school. And I think the public record that I could find shows about $9 million that you put into starting this school. Did you spend $9 million in starting the school, roughly?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
And how did you decide that was a good idea? What was your process? Because again, it had to be tough, didn't it, to spend that much money on one single idea?
I saw it as spending that money in investing in those children, investing in my community. I didn't see it as I certainly wasn't throwing the money away.
Yeah.
I felt like number one, if you have belief, you have to put your money where your mouth is, or it's not really belief. That's what faith is, right? It's the substance of what you hope for, the evidence of those things you cannot see, right? So that was my evidence of those things I could not see. I put forth, my resources to say, hey, I believe in you kids. I believe in your future. I believe in the future of the young people of America, and I'm going to support that.
Can you repeat that for maybe somebody who is kind of new to the concept of faith? You said faith is the belief.
It's the substance of those things you hope for, but the evidence of those things you cannot see. So all you have is your faith. Faith is substance. It's what you have. Faith is like movement. It's action. I have faith in my marriage, so I'm going to do the things that support my marriage because I believe that in the long run, it's going to be successful and prosperous. So my faith is the substance of what I hope for, but the evidence of those things which you cannot see. I can't tell people for sure. See, most people in the world sign a prenuptial agreement. That's their evidence of their marriage.
Mm.
For me, my evidence is my faith. So I believe that we're going to be married for the rest of our lives. Everything I do is my faith. It's the evidence that we are going to be married for the rest of my life. So it's the substance of what you hope for and the evidence of those things you cannot see.
So whether I'm making a decision about a business to start,
mm-hmm,
a business to buy, thinking about retiring from my NBA career. That's something I have found myself worrying about, is when I'm going to retire.
Okay.
Or declare my eligibility. But but whether I'm retiring or whether I'm thinking about moving or starting a school or investing, at the end of the day, you want to make sure, step one, that we align it with our vision.
Mm-hmm.
Two, absolutely, sort of look for the win-win. And then three, get as much facts as possible.
Get as much information as you can and make a decision based on that information, on the best available information. Do your due diligence. That's the very best you can do. And then you jump. Then you jump. not every decision is going to be a good decision. So you live with it. I would say jump and never look back.
Reid Hoffman, the guy who started LinkedIn, he's famous for saying that starting a business is essentially, bringing entrepreneurs, essentially like jumping off a cliff and then assembling an airplane on the way down, an airplane. And the whole idea.
It feels like that at times, yes.
Did you ever feel like that after you made the decision to start Carver?
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe some things weren't coming together the way you wanted them to, and maybe the building's a little behind in construction, and maybe a key employee left, or, I mean, did you ever feel like, oh, man, but you just maintain that faith in that decision?
Yeah, I have a book full of times when I felt that way.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was everything. I mean, we were putting everything together at the same time. So we were putting curriculum together. We were hiring people. We were firing people. We were trying to work with the Carver Cultural Center. We were trying to work with the city. I mean, so there's always complications in everything. We had to buy the property piece by piece. So you can imagine when some of the people found out that we were wanting to buy the property, that all of a sudden this little torn down shack that they had no interest in before is now worth something to them. So they become an obstacle. There were condemned buildings that were proclaimed by the city as historic buildings.
Ooh, historic condemned buildings.
Yeah, historic, you know, crack houses. So it was always a challenge at every turn. So yeah, there were many times when I questioned my decision, and I wondered, man, am I doing the right thing? You know, there's so many challenges. But then it always comes back to number one, do you feel called that you're supposed to do it? If you do, then none of that really matters. And then number two, you know, are you going to be able to accomplish your mission? And that never changed. I always felt like I was going to be able to accomplish my mission. I always felt like we were going to create a generation of leaders for this young generation.
I had read that one of your early students is now, I want to say he's in medical school or he's practicing.
No, he's graduated from medical school, a guy named Homer.
Homer, yeah.
Yeah, graduated from medical school. He's a doctor now.
Get
and,
out of here.
And yeah, he's a doctor in residence and just a really, it's a wonderful story of he was in our very first class.